A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7's Live Talk, coming to you from the Voice of America in Washington. This Monday, August the 6th, 2018, I'm Sitandekile Mhlanga.
And I'm Tanonoka Owande.
Following Zimbabwe's harmonized elections, the MDC alliance led by Nelson Chamisa says his next course of action is not limited to the court route in contesting the election results declaration by ZEC, which end ruling party's ZANU-PF a narrow presidential victory.
This comes as 27 MDC Alliance activists who were arrested while protesting will endure another night in prison after a Harare magistrate deferred his bail ruling to tomorrow, as it also emerged in court that among those arrested were the opposition's polling agents.
And thousands of MDC Alliance activists claim that they are being brutalized by members of the Zimbabwe National Army and police for rejecting the outcome of the polls.
But President Mnangagwa says he won the election and told Sky News that he will serve all Zimbabweans, including those that did not vote for him. Mnangagwa also noted that he will run for a second term and not go beyond that.
To join our discussion, you can phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voaindebele.com.
And don't forget, we are also live streaming on all our Facebook platforms. So go to VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7 and join in the conversation.
Right. If you're just joining us today, we are talking about the aftermath of the harmonized elections. And we see that the MDC Alliance, which is contesting the results, had a press conference today where they revealed that they have many options, not just the court, to challenge the ZEC declaration that President Emmerson Mnangagwa of ZANU-PF won the elections, but ZANU-PF is also saying President Mnangagwa really won. Yebo ke nxa lingkhona lisixhoma kathesi lamhla sicubungula udaba lwempumela yokhetho olusanda kwenziwa amalanga ambalwa edluleyo. Siyananzelela ukuthi ibandla le-MDC Alliance lithi asoqiniso ukuthi umkhokheli walo umnumzana Nelson Chamisa wanqotshwa kulolu khetho ngumnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa webandla le-ZANU-PF. Ngakho bathi basaqoqa ubufakazi obuzatshengisa ukuthi ngoqotho kwanqoba umnumzana Nelson Chamisa we-MDC Alliance. Lokhu kwenzakala lanxa abanye besithi hayi kukhanya kusobala ukuthi ibandla le-ZANU-PF lanqoba. Asebetsho njalo sibone inhlanganiso ebona ngokuqhutshwa kokhetho izimele ezesini. Sabona njalo labanye nje bezikhulumela abafanana lo mnumzana Maduku igqwetha la yesithi hayi impumela le mhlawumbe iqondile. Sabona njalo lo mnumzana Eddie Cross yena ke wayekuisiphathamandla sayo i-MDCT eku-MDC Alliance la yesithi mhlawumbe inqobile ngokuqotho i-ZANU-PF. Ngakho ke yona i-MDC Alliance ithi hayi lokho akuyiboni kuliqiniso. Njalo emhlanganweni le ntathele izindaba lamhla isikhulumeli sikamnumzana Chamisa umnumzana Nkululeko Sibanda ukubeke kwabasobala ukuthi balabo lobo bufakazi, njalo kusasa baza kuba lo munye njalo umhlangano lapho abazazisa ngelanga abaza kuya kuyo emthethwandaba lakwezinye indawo abathi bazilandela ukuthi befake impumela yokhetho leyo ukuthi abavumelani layo. Mnumzana Wandi.
Sarudzo dzataya takamirira dziya dzakauya dzikaitwa dzikapfuura asi mune zvizhinji zvakasara zvisina kunyatsogadzikana zvakakonzerwa nesarudzo iyi. Sarudzo iyo pachayo yanga achifanira kungoitwa iri sarudzo. Asi zviripo zvimwe zvakauya zvakatenderedza sarudzo, zvakauya nesarudzo iyi. Sekuti mashandura akaita ZEC, vazhinji vari kugunun'una zvikuru vachiti ZEC haina kuita basa rayo nenzira yaifanira kuita nayo. Vanotizve hurumende haina kunyatsoitawo basa rayo zvakakwana, nokuti vanga vachiita vakarerekera kune rimwe divi. Imhosva iyoyo inopomerwa kuhurumende pamwe chete nokuzek. Zvinoko zvinezvi sarudzo yapfuura, tasara tine zvinhu zvakawanda zvatakatarisana nazvo zvinofanira kugadziriswa. Chokutanga chiripo ndechekuti vanhu vakawanda vakagunun'una zvikuru pamusoro pezvakabuda musarudzo uyezve mabatirwo akaitwa sarudzo yacho. Ndokubva vaedzawo kutaratidzira kusafara kwavo. Hazvina kufamba zvakanaka, masoja akabva zara mumadhorobha pfutidzikarira, tikarasikirwa navanhu vanosvika vatanhatu, vamwe vazhinji vakakuvara. Saka zvose izvozvi hazvisiri zvinhu zvakachifanira kudai zvakabuda musarudzo, asi ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zviri kutinetsa iko zvine sarudzo yapfuura. Pane zvegakava riripo pakati pavamwe vanoti sarudzo iyi yakabirwa, vamwe vanoti sarudzo iyi haina kufambiswa zvakanaka, yakanga akarerekera kudivi rimwe chete. Vamwe vanoti zveZEC basa ravo yaranga riri rokungobatsira ZANUPF isingabatsiri mamwe mapato. Saka iko zvino zvipava nenyaya yekuti sarudzo iyi munhu wakasarudzwa kuti aite mutungamiri ogamuchirwa here, otambirwa here? Is he a legitimately elected president? Vamwe vari kuramba vari kuda kuenda kumatare edzimhosva kunoti zvinhu hazvina kufambiswa zvakanaka. MDC Alliance ndiyo yakahwina, asiwo ZANUPF inoti aiwa ndivo vakahwina. Saka anodowawo makakatano aripo, zvaakuenda kumatare kuti matare agova iwo vanotara kuti akahwina chaiye ndeupi. Zvanga zvisingafaniri kudaro. Kune vanhu vazhinjizve veMDC Alliance vari kuti vakarohwa namapurisa, vamwe vakasungwa. Indo imwe nyaya futi iri kubuda. VeZANUPF zvinoita sokuti vashoma vane chichemo chakaita saizvozvizvi. Saka zvese izvozvi zvakabuda musarudzo. Ndozvatoda kungoti titarise kuti sarudzo zvayakauya ikapfuura zvinhu zvamira sei, chii chitofanira kuitwa, vanhu votarisa kupi kubva pana patakatarisa mberi. Ndo nyaya yatoda kuti tikurukure nemwi. Kana muchikwanisa kutifonera motifonera, tinokufonerai bheki. Handita kuudzai nhamba yedu yeWhatsapp 001-202-619-2077. Tobva takufonerai mukutipawo mashoko enyu. Musakangwa zvekuti tiri live paFacebook nepawebhusaiti pedu. Saka kana mukaendawo ipapo mungakutumirawo zvamunenge muchifunga nemaonero amunoita zvakaita sarudzo. Amaimplan.
Yes, just to weigh in on what you are saying, that thousands of MDC Alliance activists claim that they are being brutalized by members of the Zimbabwe National Army and police for rejecting the outcome of the polls. And most of this is allegedly happening in Harare, in the high-density suburbs of Tsivarasekwa, Kuwatsana, and others. And on the line, we have Councillor Gilbert Tamsanqa Hadebe of Tsivarasekwa, who will tell us what's going on there. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo, Councillor.
Yebo, ndinjani?
Yes, siyaphila. Siyezwa ukuthi bekule ngxabangxoza khona ngapho eTsivarasekwa. Kuyini okwenzakalayo lamuhla? Lokhu bekhonona yini abantu ukuthi bayabotshwa?
Right, namhlanje ukukhonana kusakhona lapho lalaphaya, but sokukathesi sokungazathi sokwehlile mbijana ngoba kukhanya kwaba lokukhulumisana kwaba phezulu ukuthi kubike kume lokho okwenzakalayo. Kodwa ezilithini abantu basalalele bekhangelele ukuzwa ukuthi kuzaphetha njani lokhu okwama-election o-presidential.
Ye, kodwa seleke lathola eminye imbiko yini yabanye abantu abathi bahlukuluzwa?
Okwanamhlanje azange sithole eminye imbiko. Usimelele kuphele kulabana kade bebotshiwe, indaba zabo zingakapheli emapoliseni.
Ye, like lahamba ukuyababona yini ababotshiweyo? Sike saxoxa lawe ngomgqibelo sithi ubuhambile.
ngiyimi nabanye abangapha zange sihambe ngoba kade siyele kuma-human rights lawyers.
Ye, kodwa ungathi kuliqiniso yini ukuthi abantu bahlalele evalweni bayisaba kakhulu ukuthi mhlawumbe nxa ungwe-MDC Alliance bazafika loba nini bezokuqukula khonapho?
Ye, kunjalo vele noma kuma-WhatsApp kukhanya ukuthi abantu kabasakhululekanga ukuthi bazikhudumele njengokuthanda kwabo. Kube sebesabela ukuthi otherwise ngakhuluma lokhu ngigcina lami ngithathwa.
Ye, kodwa siyabona njalo amalunga ibandla lezanu PFA kuphika lokho athi MDC Alliance lokhu liyazenzela nje ngoba lifuna ukuthi kuthiwe kule ngxabangxoza eyenzakeleyo. Lilobufakazi bani lokuthi abantu bahlutshe?
Okwayenzakalayo lalaba bake bathathwa yibufakazi obukhona nakhathesi akasisuze sithi sokuphelile kompliti ngoba sikazi uto ukuthi kuza kuphela kanjani uma ungatholakala lawe ukhuluma njengawo njengomuntu o-free ofuze abe free ekukhulumeni.
Ye, hayi kulungile ububambe khonapha ecingweni.
Yebo.
Ndiakubvunza Musati Maenda, zuva ranhasi rafamba zvakadini pakuona kwamaita imimi maererana nenyaya dzesarudzo nokusungwa kwakaitwa vanhu nekurohwa kwakaitwa vanhu mudhorobha mambosvikamo here mamakamira sei?
Vanhu nhasi vanga vachingozvipindira mudhorobha vachifamba hongu kutya kuchirimo muvanhu havasati vasununguka sehandingati inini nhasi ndaona vamwe vatsva vatorwa kana kuri kudiri kwangu inii hapana ndati ndaona asi kutya kwagara kuri muvanhu plus nemashoko ari kungobudawo mumamedia kuti iregai kunyanyisa kutaurisa nokutoti mukataurisa munozoteverwa zvinhu zviri kungotaurika zvakadini zvakadaro.
Saka tingati isusu zvinhu zvizhinji zvacho izvi zviri mumamedia kwete kuti zviri kuitika chaizvo chaizvo. Tingati maisolated incidences here ari kuonekwayo?
Chimiro chagara semakore ese kubva kumasure sezvaisimboitika hatingati isusu elekeni rerwendo runo rasiyanisa another words nezvamboitike kubva pamazuva aya pambotorwa vamwe vanhu vachiripi nekutya ende havasati vasununguka ende tichangoti ndo mamiriro azviri nanhasi.
Imi sekuona kwenyu munofunga kuti chaita kuti masoja nemapurisa vakurumidze kupinda mumadhorobha vachiita zvavanonzi vari kuita nekuti ZANU PF ndiyo ino yakahwina, saka munoona sekuti chii chiratidzo chei chatiri kuona icho chechi kuti ivo vakanga vanzi vahwina ndo vari kudai zvekuvanhu? Munoona sekuti zvinoreva chii?
Well, kuti nditi inini chikonzero chavo ndechekudai ndingate sokunge maybe ndapinda pasiri pangu kuti comments nomutoo upi iyoyo, asi chandingangotaura ndechekungoti maitikiro ndiwo aripo ezvinhu zvakaitika kuti hongu vakapinda pakaitika nokuitika kwakadaro. Chatiri kungotenda nacho nhasi ndechekungoti at least nhasi kubva nezuro ndofunga vamboti dei tokutarisira kuti havachazo kuwaniki zvekare mumasiriti kana kuti vachitishungurudza.
Tinotenda tichadzoka kwamuri zvekare. It's interesting that the issue of the media is coming up to the forefront where some officials are discouraging people from talking too much through the media because now we don't know whether most of these accusations of brutality actual incidents that have occurred or whether there's just people playing it up and causing a little bit of concern among the other people in the nation.
Yes, we also heard the police commissioner Charity Charamba saying they do not communicate through the social media. As she said, there were some reports that people are saying there's a shutdown, they shouldn't come to town in Harare. So yes, there could be some. But most of these incidents, the MDC Alliance claims that it's a true report that they are being hunted and picked up one by one. Kusenjalo ke sithanda ukwamukela labo abasilandelayo kukhasi lethu leFacebook VOA Ndebele. Si lo Reina Spatino yena uthi hello, si lo Martin Namonda, si lo Vusumuzi Masuku uthi asizwa thina, themba selisizwa kathesi ngoba silethemba lokuthi kumele sizwakale emoyeni. Silo sitshengisiwe Nkiwane, siyakwamukela Mankiwane ukuba usixhase kuhlelo. Silo Qiniso Mhlangano Xolani, silo Thembekile Mhlanga Mjimba, silo Mthephi uthi enibukele eseJohannesburg, silo Mthethephi Zulu, siyathaba ukuthi lilathi nxa ekhona ofuna ukuthi asiphathise kuhlelo asinike umbono wakhe ungasi Textela inombolo zakho siza kuchayela ucingo sikhulume lawe. Njalo nxa lamhla ungakwazi ukuthi sikhuluma ngani, sikhuluma ngempumela yokhetho. Kunengi okwenzakalayo, abanye bayiphikisa abafana le MDC Alliance ngoba yibo phela abebesondela ekutheni njalo bekhangelele ukuthi mhlawumbe benganqoba ngoba sinanzelele ukuthi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa unqobe nge-50.8% okungani ulaye ungene ngale nje kwe 50.1 athi kufuneka. Ngakho ke laye abanye bengathi unqobe ngogodo ngabe nje bekuphansi kwalapho bekuzaba le runoff. Kodwa ke abanye bathi onqobileyo unqobile, umnumzana Chamisa kanqobanga. Kusenjalo ke silesikhulumeli sakhe umnumzana Chamisa, umnumzana Nkululeko Sibanda, bona ke bebele asizweni kuye. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo umnumzana Sibani.
Ngiyabonga, njani?
Yeah, belile umhlangano lentatheli izindaba lamhla, kuyini singathi kutsha elikutshele intatheli izindaba?
Sitshele intatheli izindaba ukuthi uPresident Nelson Chamisa uya usemsebenzini manje ukhangelana lokuthi angenza kanjani ukuthi ukhethi impumela yokhetho ibe yiyo ezalandelwa nxa sokubekwa umphathintambo kahulumende upresident welizwe. Sakhangela nokuthi ukuthi upresident ucabanga ukuthi uzakwenza njani ukuthi ukudefenda ivote kuphumelele.
Yes, and many people have been asking when you are going to take this matter up, whether we are going to court or wherever you're going. And so what is new today about what you are trying to do?
Well, what we're doing is that the president has been consulting with different structures within and outside his party to come to an agreement on what needs to be done and how that will be done. The president also announces that he has put together a team of legal minds that will help him develop a petition that will go to court, and will provide further details about that tomorrow.
Yes, does that mean by tomorrow you would have finalized your preparations? Because that's what we have been getting from you since the election results were announced, that you are making preparations.
Yes, but certainly tomorrow you will have a much more clearer picture as to what the legal team, what steps it will take, and when these steps will be taken. So on that front, it will be very clear tomorrow. But what we need to be very clear about is that the president isn't putting his eggs in one basket. He is doing more than one thing in order to safeguard the vote of the people. We know that President Nelson Chamisa won this election. We know this because we've also looked at the data that ZEC provided since yesterday, and that data shows that in many places the votes that supposedly were counted either did not exist or were more than the number of people that should have voted in that polling station. Also that those votes were cast outside the total that ZEC had said they had cast votes in those specific places. So you have areas in which a lot, about 10% more people seem to have voted for the president than those who had voted in the parliamentary and council elections. And the question that you're asking yourself as a reasonable thinker is, why do you have 85% turnout for the presidential vote and 70% turnout for the parliamentary vote when these elections are being held is harmonized at the same time, and people are being given the same number of ballot papers for each of the three elections. It is very clear that on the presidential side of things, some extra votes seem to have come up to the tune of about 10%, and that those votes are not accounted for in terms of spoiled papers and so forth. So clearly, the cheating is apparent and appalling in many instances, and it's not done very cleverly. And President Nelson Chamisa looks at that and says, certainly, we don't even need to produce any evidence outside what ZEC has produced itself. So clearly, there are issues with what ZEC announced. So President Nelson Chamisa, who is the president-elect, is advising the president declared to make sure that he arranges for a smooth transfer of power to the elected president.
Yes, I guess that is after the result. Anyway, you are saying your next course of action is not limited to the court to conduct these elections. What other routes do you have? And such audience, do they have power to overturn the results of a sovereign state?
There are various methods through which an unfair and unconstitutional exercise of authority by anybody, by the state or even by Justice Chigubaya Chairperson of the Zimbabwe Election Commission can be carried out, and these are lawful and constitutional. Remember that President Mnangagwa finished President Mugabe's term of office. That itself wasn't done through the court, as it were. And Mnangagwa did claim that the process had been legitimate, and the court attested to the same in some instances, although with a bit of consent from a number of people. The fact of the matter is that there are many constitutional methods for dealing with an illegitimate regime. And President Nelson Chamisa is considering all those for as long as they are lawful and legal.
Dr. Svanda, imimi sebatore sebatanzwa MDC Alliance. Mambo enza ere kutaura ne hurumende pamsoro pe zvakaitika izvi. Did you make official contact about the issue?
Nyaya yesarudzo iyi haisi yekutaura nehurumende, nokuti hurumende yavapo kubva musi wemaelections, kubva musi waannounce maelections musi weThursday. Inofanirwa kunga iri hurumende yavaChamisa, nokuti ndo vakasarudzwa. Izvozvo ichokwadi chinozikanwa chero kuzano chaiko kuti President Nelson Chamisa is the president elect in this country. Nenyaya iyo hatina munhu watinogona kuita hurukuro naye kuhurumende iripo zvizvi yava kuda kuzogarisa. Chokwadi ndechekuti president nyaya yacho yanga inyaya yaChigumba, Justice Chigumba. Ndafunga kuti ivo vanogona kungogadza ushe munhu waanenge vasarudza, nokuti zvano vajaira zveushe. Chokwadi ndechekuti president Chamisa akamirira kuti zvakadeclare zvechokwadi zviiswe paside, chitanga kuti vachitanga kuvumba government yavo inenge iri pamutemo uye yakabva musarudzo isina kugadzwa asi yakasarudzwa nevanhu.
Ko nyaya yeinauguration yatatarisana nayo munoita sei imimi nayo MDC Alliance?
Hatinei nenyaya yeinauguration yevanhu vasina kusarudzwa nevanhu. Zvakakosha ndezvekuti president vari kutaura nevanhu vemupato nevanhu vekunze kwebato ravo kuti vagadzirise nyaya yeutungamiri hwenyika hwakanganiswa navaChigumba. Inauguration yavanotaura hatifunge kuti inauguration, ndofunga kuti vangofunga kungoita zvavo manho vari pamwe chete, kasi vanozivaka kuti kana vadaro vanenge vakanganisa nyaya yeconstitutionalism, kaya kuti constitution inoti iyo munhu anotonga nyika, anotungamira nyika anenge abva musarudzo ahwina maelections. President Nelson Chamisa vakahwina zviri kubuda mumanhamba atapuhwa neZEC kuti president Mnangagwa havana kuhwina nezvakataurwa, nokuti manhamba acho ari kubuda haasi kunyatsoedheka zvakanaka. Ameno kana vachishandisa zvavo zviya zvekuti 4+10=40, tongo zvavati 4+10=40.
Kana tikatarisa pa ma vaka kwikwidza kuita nengo dzeparamende imimi but MDC Alliance iri kuti mune nzvimbo dzakati wande dza muno pokana nadzo results of which that you are contesting. Can you tell us how many parliamentary seats you are not happy with? How many are in play that you are complaining about? Parliamentary seats.
Look, yes, I appreciate the question. Look, I'm a presidential spokesperson, not the party spokesperson.
Right.
That question would be better fielded to the party spokesperson.
Sure.
Yes,
thank you so much.
And we'll be coming to you shortly. Please don't go. Keep holding. On the line, we have ZANU-PF official Joseph Chuma, who's joining us. Siyakwamukela kuhle. Yes, you just heard there the MDC Alliance presidential spokesperson, Mr. Nkululeko Sibanda, is insisting that Mr. Nelson Chamisa won the elections and Mr. Mnangagwa was wrongly declared the president. What's your view on this?
At times I shudder to think how some people are. It's very clear. When one goes to an election, you must expect two outcomes, either you win or you lose. And in the event that you lose, you must then endeavor to remain with some dignity on you by accepting gracefully the results that might not favor what your aspirations could have been. I have a problem with people who declare themselves winners even before an election has occurred. I remember in one of their rallies, they even broadly actually mentioned saying that we will not accept any result that does not correspond to our victory because we are going to win, also basing on the numbers that came to their rallies. But surely speaking, a number that comes to rallies is then an indication of an election. Well, if it is like that, then you should not go for an election. You should just simply judge the rallies and say, okay, this person has got so many people in the rallies, therefore they must take it all and be the winner. Because if you go for an election, then you must know that in any rally, you will find people who are there who are probably not even registered voters, who probably don't even have documents that can enable them to vote, and who might also come out of curiosity to just see the talk of the town at that moment. But all that then does not necessarily mean that it translates to the vote that you are going to get. So, Lenore is there, they are advocates, they are doctors, they are whatever. Why they may simply do the right thing that is supposed to be done if we are in dispute of an election? We all know that you take that matter to court, and then the court then decides to either annul the announcement that has been made by ZEC, or then order a rerun, or even declare the other person the winner. It's things that are plain and simple. Why are we not doing that? Why are we so desperate to hang on to power so much that we end up using whatever means to actually remain relevant? It's not fair to the country. It's not fair to the people. People are suffering. They actually order the people to go on the street, and they are not there themselves. Why are they not in the front themselves? Why are their children not in the front themselves? Why are their wives not in the front themselves? Why are they ordering other people to be in the front, yet they never go in that front? It's very unfair. It's so agitating. It's so inhuman. And for some of them who are actually pastors, I wonder inside which God they are actually praying to. Because our God is a God of love, who teaches you that be humble all the time, and he will lift you up. God appoints and puts leaders. So if it is not God's time, it's not God's time. You should accept and admit. I was a sitting MP in Pelanda Mabopoma, and I was beaten to it. And I've accepted it, and I moved on. I even pledged my allegiance to help the incumbent Charles Moyoye is coming to say, whenever you need assistance and help, I am there to assist you, my brother, because at the end of the day, what we need is to develop our constituency and make a better situation and circumstances for our people in Pelanda Mabopoma. That is the spirit that I would expect Advocate Chamisa and his cabal to actually have and say, President Emmerson Mnangagwa, you have won. We are here to offer you assistance. Just like the president said in his press conference, when he said, Nelson Chamisa, you have a role to play today and in the future. That shows an embracing president. Why are they not simply doing that and doing the same thing instead of keeping on declaring themselves and not going to court to challenge that?
Yes, thank you very much. We'll come back to you. Yes, we'll come back to you. But before we take our next guest, I would like Mr. Spanda to answer this briefly. That what do you say to Mr. Chuma's assertions that you are very preemptive as the party? You said Mr. Mnangagwa should also prepare to hand over power to Mr. Nelson Chamisa to form the next government. Is it a show of confidence, or you make predictions when it's too early?
I don't know what I'm sure that he doesn't know what I'm talking about, and that's why he would say that. The fact of the matter is that when people get elected, you count them one by one. That's what election's about. And the Zimbabweans were counted one by one, going into a ballot, into a polling station, and they put papers in a ballot box in order to indicate that they were in there. And it is those papers that are counted, and it is those papers that determine who is the next president of the country. It is not ZEC that decides that. ZEC must only announce, and they must announce what came out of the polling station. And it is very clear that President Nelson Chamisa won this election, even when you look at the numbers that they gave out. When you analyze them, you find that there was inflation and deflation. And if ZANU-PF had won, this election, there was no reason for ZEC, that was clearly supporting ZANU-PF, to be changing numbers, inflating and deflating them. Just look at Makoni West, okay, as a simple example. You have about 17,000 voters registered in that constituency, and you end up with 21,000 voting in the same constituency, okay? And we are in the process of verifying that. And if that is true, it provides a simple example of ZEC throwing in some ghost voters everywhere in order to obtain a victory for President Mnangagwa. Look, you had ZEC telling us that the voter turnout in this election was 75%. And that was true for when they announced the results for the parliamentary election, that checked out. When they announced the results for the council elections, local government elections, that checked out. Come to them announcing the presidential election, no, the voter turnout has changed to 85%. Where did the 10% come from? So you don't need to be a rocket scientist. You don't need to have gone to any higher levels of education. You need a very simple ability to add and subtract. And clearly, yeah.
Yeah. Dr. Sander, bamwe bamuri kushanda navo ndivana ani kugadzirisa nyaya iyi. Mataura earlier on, mati imimi hapana need yekuti muite contact government iripo, nokuti vachamisa ndivo vanofanira kudai vari mutungamiri wenyika. Saka mukugadzirisa nyaya iyi, ndavapi vamwe vamuri kushanda navo kuti zviite simba zvikwanise kubudirira zvamuri kutsvaga?
Ishewangu, izvi ndazvidi chisimba. Zvinoda kuti ZANU ingwa appreciate neZEC kuti aiwaka takaruza this time. Handisi, President Chamisa wakahwina. President Chamisa is going to open this country and make it more democratic, make it a more open society, and these guys will have nothing to fear, for their rights are going to be respected by President Nelson Chamisa. If they don't want to do that, if they don't want to follow the law, as it were, when President Nelson Chamisa is going to take any lawful action available to him, including a number of strategies, to make sure that they learn the importance of law as a way of running society, the importance of constitution as a way of running society as part of what we call a social contract.
Yes.
Those are two good horizons.
Okay. My question was directed at, who are your other supporters in this effort to get this wrong that you perceive to be wrong to be corrected. Is it just the MDC Alliance? Are there any other organizations that are joining you in this protest? That's what I was trying to get at.
Oh, I see what you mean. Look, it is the numbers. You see, numbers don't lie. It is the numbers that they gave us, and those numbers are over 2 million. And you are talking about over 2 million Zimbabweans, over 2.3 million Zimbabweans, as President Nelson Chamisa said on Friday. Those are the supporters we have. And we are so proud. President Nelson Chamisa is so proud to have the support of the people that matter in this country, to have the support of Zimbabweans. You know, he will write home about that. Anybody else who doesn't want to listen to Zimbabwean voices is certainly, I think, as far as the results of the election concern, is misguided. These are the people we must listen to. These are the people we must respect. And these are the people that President Chamisa respects, listens to, and wants to serve with dignity.
Thank you, Doctor. Thank you. Before we continue, I think we have a caller on the line. Pastor Richard Moyomuripo. Pastor Moyomuripo, Yeremur Kutinzwa.
Yes, sisamelele uPastor Moyo singayi kuMnumzana Chuma. Siloke uloku khona ecingweni Councillor Hadebe. Besilo Councillor Hadebe wethi Varasekwa ukhona ecingweni. Hayi, sesizabuyela kuwe ke Mnumzana Chuma. Umzwile uMnumzana Sibande gcizelela ukuthi bona abakukhulumayo baleqiniso lakho, balesiqiniseko lakho, ngakho baqhubekela phambili ngokuthi ngempela uMnumzana Chamisa unqobile. Unikile izizathu zakhe, uyavumelana lazo.
Nxa abantu beqinisekile ngento yabo, indaba bengenzi into efaneleyo ukubana yenziwe. Ngoba angithi nxa ukhelo lungadlula, yaphiwa amalanga athize. Kuna kumele ukuthi kubone ukukhona yena ngabe elenhlobo kumbe ophikisayo kushiwe endaweni eziyeqondile emele ibambelele daba indawo leyo ngumthethandaba. There's no truth about it. Why are they doing their game in social media? Can you ask them to come out of Twitters and Facebooks and all the social media and go to the rightful places where either they will be declared winners or it will be rejected and this thing comes to an end? Because what we want here, we want to move this country forward. Look here, I always envy America. America is Republicans and the Democrats. But when it comes to America, after election, they forget all that and become one. Why can't you as a nation also have that kind of spirit to say, yes, we can be ZANU-PF during campaigns to the election period. Yes, we can be MDC Alliance. Yes, we can be ZAPO, whatever part. But after election, why can't we be Zimbabweans and think of growing and developing this lovely, beautiful country called Zimbabwe for us and our children and the future generation? This is a mindset that politicians need to have. Let's not have a career politician. They are dangerous. People want to survive on politics. Let's have servant politicians who want to save, who will accept whatever comes up. If people say, no, this time not you, they'll accept because they have something else to do and their life can go on.
Mr. Chuma?
These career politicians, we end up having this kind of problem. Let them get out of Twitter, let them get out of Facebook and go to court and prove their case.
Yes. Simple. Mr. Chuma, I want to find out something. There are people with concerns. There are people with issues. Whether they are legitimate in the sense that they are right or wrong is another matter. You, as a political party, as a governing party, why not address their concerns to their satisfaction and move on? Do you have to be defensive? Why not just come out in the open and give all that information that they are doubting and explain to them and show them and prove to them that what you are saying is what actually happened? Why can't you just do that and move on to the great job of governing the country?
Right. Let me answer you this way. First and foremost, ZANU-PF is not ZEC. And government does not run ZEC. It's an independent body, which is controlled by the Electoral Act and the Constitution of Zimbabwe.
Mm.
So ZEC has done its job. They've come up with results. And they even say that we can publish them for anyone to come and see. I remember yesterday, the day before the hearing, and say that they are going to produce CD that has all this information about the vote. So that was interesting, that ZEC has pronounced us, ZANU-PF, as the winner of this election, right? And now we have accepted that pronunciation because we also know that the people, we are not saying, look, the MDC has got people, definitely. There are 2 million people that voted for them. They must be commended for that. But what I'm saying is that now that they are in dispute, they are not agreeing with the pronunciation by ZEC, the only rightful thing to do is for them to go to court. And then the court can summon ZEC and the whole evidence is put before the court, and the court then decides. That's a simple matter. It's not about government coming up and saying anything. It's not about ZANU-PF coming up and saying anything. We're just declared winners. And we are waiting with a bad breath to actually then go on to govern this country, dealing with everybody inclusively. We are not going to leave anybody out. If they've got good ideas, let them put them on the table so that we run this country smoothly. Of course, the government is going to be comprised of ZANU-PF MPs because we have the two-thirds majority in parliament. But what I'm saying is that any good idea from anybody should be incorporated for the betterment of this country. So we are not supposed to give them anything. We are also players in this game. We have been declared winners, and we are there waiting. If they are in this, let them go to court. That's the rightful road to take. Not Twitter, not this social media.
Thank you, Mr. Chuma. And going back to Dr. Swanda, you spoke about telling those election results, and you are saying some council ones and parliamentary ones tallied, but the presidential ones didn't. So where is that anomaly reflected? Is it in the V11 forms which you have? Are they different from ZEC? Or where do you find that is different?
It is reflected in the total number of voters.
Which you are getting from where? The total number of voters which you are getting from where?
The total number of voters that you're getting from ZEC.
Okay.
You understand? ZEC, let me explain. ZEC, I'll give you an example. If ZEC says in the whole, throughout the election, only 500 people voted,
right,
and then you find that, yes, when you add up all the councillors and all the numbers of people who voted for them, including foiled papers, add up to 500. And then you say for the councillors, there were 500 voters. When you add up the results for all the councillors, you find out that actually there were 500 voters who voted. And then you come to the presidential count. Suddenly, instead of you having a total of 500 voters, you find out you had 700 voters instead. So you're asking the pertinent and simple question, where did the extra 200 come from when there were only supposed to be 500 people who voted on that day? It's not rocket science, and this is what ZEC failed to make very clear when they were rigging. They needed to make sure that after rigging, they remain with numbers that are balanced. It was a harmonized election where people were voting for three people at once, and everyone had three ballot papers. So the total number of ballot papers that are counted must be the same for all the three elections. And when they are not the same, you ask yourself why.
Right. Are you talking about the results that were released by ZEC recently, or you have other ones? Because if there are those which are in the public domain, anyone can just add them up and see that there's that problem. And some say they've already done that. Do you have separate results?
That is why we are so confident. The results, that the numbers that are released by ZEC, which you and I and everybody can go and have a look at, they tell you that in the parliamentary election and the council election, 72% to 75% of our registered voters came out and cast their vote. And then when you come to the presidential election, which was done simultaneously, you then find out that, in fact,
in the presidential election, there were 85% of the people who were registered to vote. You ask yourself, where did the 10% come from? This is so clear, so simple, to an extent that some people can't even believe that anybody would do such a thing.
So in other words,
you are failing to believe it.
In other words, you are using the results that ZEC released, which are in the public domain. You don't have any different ones. You don't have your own V11 forms.
We have our own results.
Which are different from ZEC?
When ZEC, we already knew that. We already knew the result, okay? But what we are doing now, because it's not going to, there is no contest anymore. ZEC can no longer contest that their results are correct, because there are a number of glaring mistakes and inconsistencies within their numbers.
Okay.
And they have to come back and explain to Zimbabwe why they have a 10% gap in the number of people who voted.
Earlier on, you said
that. So the cheating is very clear.
Yes, earlier on you said now there's no need to have V11 forms of your own because ZEC has already released them. So that means where is the other displayed them? Where is the other results that you are comparing to the ones that have been released already?
I think we're still stuck somewhere. You don't need to compare anything with anything. Because
it's the ones that have been released.
Can let me just finish. If we take the route you're taking and you're going to court, what ZEC will do is say it's a dead argument, because it's about what you are saying and what we are saying. Because ZEC has already created some fake V11. Okay? They called in people two days ago, to create new V11s that will corroborate their data. But what they can't do is deny that the numbers they gave out yesterday are still their numbers. They are their numbers. What they can't do is deny that Justice Chigumba told the country that the voter turnout was 75% on average. She said that. And when someone says, okay, at the end of polling, 75% of the registered voters voted, and then when they come to counting, you discover that actually, no, that was just, she's saying that that happened for part of the election, not all of the election. It becomes very clear that there's something wrong. Either she's grossly incompetent, or she lied.
Mm-hmm.
Or she is cheating. She's added new voters after the voting had ended. And it's very clear that she has people who can add numbers. It's very clear that she didn't lie, that she didn't get the wrong number. It is very clear that she has added 10% more votes to the presidential tally.
All right, siyabonga incazelo leyo ubobambe kathe khonapho singathatha umnomzana Chuma siyaqala sithathe umlaleli.
No matter. Muripe ripa runare.
Ndipo parunare.
Yeah. Tanga tishimbo nzwa shangashitoro na Dr. Svanda na Mr. Chuma. Mwona kutibasire wone nyaya ya triku kurukurai. Muno fungei?
Ya, mafungea mwinimika. Shangazo shinoti mefei. Katika mjioko disusu mwona ka sumizi. Wana wakara waruwani. Umaro wavo nechekare anti mazona saka izvo zvakwanise kuvanetsa kuti vaite noti dzavanoita kuti vakwanise kubudirira ndekuda kwokuti ipapa pakaipa mukoma wavo ndekuda kwokuti kuti zvitaure chaizvo chaizvo ka
pakataurai
zvichadisa munonyatsoona kuti vanhu ava sekuziva kwatinoita handitika pane kuchemachema kuripo saizvozvo handiti vanhu ava vakatogara vakagadzisa zvinhu zvavo nechekare asi sekuona ini maonero angu inini chingori chitsotsi chiri kuitwa nani? chitoti chiri kuitwa ndiye ndiye Zek. Zek ndiye ine chitoti chese nekuti Zekika saiyoka kugara nekugara. Yakagara igorekera. Yakagara yakarerekera kudivi rimwe chete. Saka izvinezvi vanotadza dei kuti varerekere ikoko. Apa pane kutsikira kuri ipapa ndo nyaya iripo nekuda kwekutika mukanyatsozvitarisa support and the age iripo zvinhu zvavaida nemamiriro akaita zvinhu bot moze tinoitika ndechekutika isusu chinhu chataida ndechekutika hakusi kushora kana kuti kudii tinenge tichidauka kuti zvinhu zvichinja ndiitika nemuzerawo
chokwadi. Aiwa, mazvita chaizvo. No, Nono Mataye is saying that Zek is biased, and also judges that we should be aware that these people have been doing this for a long time. So he's not surprised that all these figures are not really adding up.
Nomzana Chuma, umzwile o Dokotela Spandla phechasisa. Ngenombolo lezi athi kazifanani okumele zifanane kuma-polling station lokuthi kwenzakalani. Ngalokhu akukhulumileyo ulokhu ulo mbono wakho lwana ukuthi akudingeki ukuthi benze lokhu abakwenzayo njengoba labo bekhanya belesiqiniseko sokuthi balobufakazi bokuthi akuqhutshwanga kuhle.
My dear sister, Jonathan Lemire or anybody there as to the children do not sit in the panel of judges. They are judges that are appointed for those kind of purposes. Or that they must take all those issues that they have to those judges so that this thing can come and go. Why are we delaying our nation to heal and move forward? Why are we playing games round and round and round as if we don't know what they're doing? Like I said, they are advocates, they are doctors, so they are learned people, and they know what is supposed to be done. Why are they not doing it so that we avert all these things? Look, now we have lost lives. It is very painful and unnecessary. Now our country is going to be losing credibility. Really, if you are patriotic, Zimbabwe, why would you want that for your own country? Why are you not doing the right thing and follow the right procedures and go and present your evidence before the people that sit and adjudicate on that kind of matter and come up with the concrete decisions that will then either forge a way forward or force a rerun or whatever outcome will come, but from the right fora, from the right platform. That's all I'm asking of them.
Yes,
why
but
are they not simply doing that?
From what Dr. Spanda said, it's like that's what they are doing and they are just making their intentions known. Oh, we can let Dr. Spanda answer that. Yeah, Mr. Spanda, now Nomzana Chomuti kungani li chukela ebandla indaba lingahambi lithule zwi emthethwanda. Ukhona ecingweni Dr. Spanda? Hayi, ngabona usekhambile. Kodwa Nomzana Chuma bensathi phela bathi balungisa ukuya kuma authorities ukuthi ojaji labahluleli labo ayisithi ayisimi ayisuwe kodwa baya khona ngapho kodwa besalubhekise khona le basichathekela nje ukuthi hayi thine sikutsho yilokhu lalokhu lalokhu.
Hayi, ukuyaphi zokhuluma, when I say that you must get right, I was not saying that it's wrong for them to come up to such programs. It's okay because these programs are helpful. People follow you, they listen, and they get to know what is happening. But what I'm saying is, Mina, is that when you have something one, if you really notice in the rain, everybody who tries to speak about this issue from their corner just probably mumbles incoherently. Even the last speaker who came in now, we know that the city is very atmospheric. They have nothing to say. They have no defense, really. But they want to keep on saying something. All I'm saying is that let's not be fair to Zimbabwe. Let's not be, unfair to Zimbabwe. It's our country. Whether we are from which side, it's our country. At the end of the day, let's try and resuscitate this thing. Not only for us, but for our children and our children's children. But that's all I'm trying to put across. Why are you keep on dwelling in the negativities of or trying to make things difficult for other people. I saw a tweet, I don't know how far true it is, that was circulating in social media, where tonight it was saying that they can rig this election, but they will never rig the economy, and we are going to make sure that they don't get anything. We did it before, and we are going to do it again. Honestly speaking, can we be proud of making other people suffer? We can close, I'm not Kialana, we can close any aid, any help for Zimbabwe. We did it before, and we are going to do it again. Really?
Mm-hmm. I used to civilly concern Zako, and also Dr. Spanda is gone, but he was also saying they are going to the courts, and in the meantime, they are just letting people know what they are doing. Ubambe khonapho sithande njalo ukuyamukela abanye labo asebesixhasile kukhasi lethu le-Facebook. Silomongi wakhanye, silomlungisi Mazibele Inkomo, silondumiso Ndlovu othi kunzima sibili, silo Martin Frank Sayi othi ngikhona lami, siyabonga. U-antileta lethi Chabang uthi litshona njani bakwethu. Hhayi usitshonile uCharity Moyo uthi hello, njalo silo Thaso Kisi ose-Cape Town, silovu Masuku yena othi hypocrisy, how about a coup on Kupe by Chamisa? Hhayi lokho hhayi. Silo Sikhumbuzo Mlalazi yena ke ubesinika inombolo yakhe uthi simtshayele ucingo, ngingazi kumbe singamtshayela sokusela imzuzwana emlutshwana kangako. Omunye uMind Mleya uthi yi-waste of time and resources, why can't we move on? Ngazinye indlela lokho kukhanya kuqondiswa ku-MDC Alliance ukuthi bakhononelane. Abavumi ukuthi umnumzana mnangagunqobile, siqhubekeleni phambili. Usikhumbuzo Mlalazi uthi the country is now stuck with only Chamisa said. And then silo Ntombi Nhlanga thokoza ubukele, silo Polite Falcon Sibanda othi salibonani, silo Vusumuzi Simon Ndlovu othi Chamisa is doing good and fair. We must not fear anything. Guns are arrested for the truth. If ZANU won the election, why there is no majority of people celebrating? Only less than 1,000 people celebrated. Wakhuluma kokuningi ngumbono wakhe ke lowo. I see tesicho njalo. Cool Ruler Penny uthi Chuma udliwe akulanto oyikhulumayo. Ngabona umzwile ezikhulumela umnumzana Chuma Penny ukuthi ye inqotshiwe, njalo ngiyavuma kodwa ukhuluma la iphela umbono wakhe. Sikulo Elaston Ngaja othi let's support our vote with legal action. Usikhumbuzo Mlalazi uthi Chamisa lost the election and they should stop agitating the nation. Ugogo Mpofu uthi Chuma kanti wena udingani vele khonapho, ikhothi ngeyenu izekhi ngeyenu. Hayi, lawelayo lilungelo lokuba lapha umnumzana Chuma njengawe. Ufarai Maruzani uthi uthi ufuna ukutshayelwa ucingo khona le e-United Kingdom. Ufana Tima Gagula uthi ulamanga ZANU wins, sikhanya usekela iZANU. UDumsani Mkhwanazi usola uChuma, ngakho ke bakhona abathi umnumzana Chuma uqondile, bakhona abathi umnumzana Nkululeko Sifanda lawo beqondile. Elakho lokugcina umnumzana Chuma ngesindebe.
Mina into engifuna ukubana ngiyifisele ukuthi ngiyifisele iZimbabwe yethu entsha ukukhula nokuguquka lokumanyana. Bakithi bantu beZimbabwe, leli ilizwe lethu akule linye. Asilinakekeleni sonke esibambene. Lokuthi nalo uvela ngabi akushoze kusisize. Sesiqedile ama-election, asikhululeni amabhathi ethu ezepolitiki, sigqoke amabhathi entuduko. Whereby obuya lo mbono omuhle noma izantu ezibevela ku-NDC, umbono wenxa omuhle wamukelwe uthuthukise iZimbabwe. Engicela yilona, ake sike siyekeleni inzondo lokuhlala sifuna ukusolana, sike sikhange nokuthi kona iZimbabwe leyi siyivuse njani. Yiso isicelo sami, yazi ngize ngiguke phansi ngicele kuNkulunkulu ngabe uyasizwa abe uyazopholisa ilizwe lethu leli ngokuthi sihlale sibambele sisebenzela uZimbabwe.
Mr. Chuma, musati maenda less than a minute, mungataurira chinyi kuvateereri meseji yenyinyi maererano nekumira kwakaita zvinhu nezvatakatarisira kuita mberi uku, just in short and shona. Talk to your listeners, please.
Zvandiura kukumira kuvanhu ndechokuti Zimbabwe ndeyedu, hapana nenyika ichambofaita yedu. Zimbabwe ndeyedu toga.
Unfortunately, would like to say thank you to Councillor Gilbert Thamsanqa-Hadebe of Tsivarasekwa, Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda. I would like to say thank you to Mr. Joseph Chuma. This is Thandekile Mhlanga in Washington.
And I'm Thandono Kawande. Until we meet you again next time, please take care. Goodbye.